There will be no public testimony tonight. The meeting is meant for the Assembly to hear from the technical team who evaluated the projects. Chief of Staff Jim Williams says the 7-person review team gave each project a numerical score after looking at safety, how much outside money might be available, like grants, how much public support there was for each project, the ongoing maintenance costs, and about 6 other factors.
We scored 64 projects, and we broke it up over 5 days. We just got in a conference room and put up slides and papers and sticky notes, and it was kind of like a little war room, and got it done and got a product to the mayor so he can take the next steps.
After Mayor Bryce Ward reviewed the list, the team created a booklet of easy-to-read spreadsheets and a calendar of projects going out to 2030. The whole thing is on the KIPP website and now in the hands of the Assembly. The plan is designed to prioritize borough maintenance needs and eliminate reacting to repair crises, those emergencies that end up costing more. At the top of the list is renovating the John Weaver Memorial Skate Park. Ward told reporters last week it scored high because a citizen group had already worked up most of the funding and it would be easy to complete the project, maybe even this summer.
You'll notice that some projects that were larger in dollar amount are a little bit later in the plan. Some of those smaller ones got scooted up because we had flexibility earlier in the plan. And we want to have a win, so something like the skate park would be a great project for us to get completed.
At tonight's Finance Committee meeting, the presentation will feature the first 4 years of the plan, where construction, bidding, and financing are realistic estimates. The main pot of money that will pay for these capital improvements is the FMR, the Facilities Maintenance Reserve. That's gotten a lot of attention recently from citizens worried about the closure of the Merrieside Recreation Center, the Sternwheeler SS Nenana, and the emergency closure of the Civic Center in Pioneer Park. Last year, the Assembly passed an ordinance requiring that 9% of each year's budget proposal be earmarked for maintenance.
The Assembly has said that, Mayor, you're going to put 9% of your operating revenues into the FMR as part of your proposed budget. And so that number this year looks like roughly $11 million. And so as we look to the future, we chose to go with $11 million to be a conservative number for planning purposes over time.
The plan works off that $11 million annual baseline, which can fund 4 or 5 projects each year. Really big projects, like a $17 million animal shelter, are spread over 3 or more years.
The plan does not propose bonding at this time. The Assembly could change that. Future years could change that. But we want to show the community what we're able to do with the resources that we have available.
Although there's no public comment at tonight's meeting, Ward stressed that the whole plan is designed around citizen input.
This is available on our website. I encourage folks to take a look at it. If you have comments, provide them to the Assembly. The Assembly can amend it again on the 26th of March.
March 26th is the scheduled date of the public hearing. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.